Overcast skies and occasional bursts of rain have failed to detract from the pageant which is today unfolding. From the United States and Canada have come thousands of spectators to pledge their wishes for friendship. We see them standing now with bent heads and haunched shoulders in the attitude of despair, but with faces trained upward to meet the rain. Dr. T.J. Rasmussen of the American Legion, Master of Ceremonies, is about to introduce the speakers of the day.
It is with an almost overwhelming feeling of pride and joy in my heart that I welcome and present to you one of Canada's foremost soldiers of the World War who is with us today in the loving cause of peace. A soldier who at the expiration of the World War was commander of the 11th Canadian Infantry Brigade. Was wounded in action on three different occasions and mentioned in dispatches five times, is now honorary colonel of the Irish Fusiliers of Vancouver Regiment, a companion member of the Order of Bath, of the Order of St. Michael and St. George, and of the Distinguished Service Order, Brigadier General Victor W. Odlum of Canada.
Nineteen years ago today, I went, as rapidly as a powerful motor car could take me, from the strangely silent battle lines at Mons to Paris, and saw the capital of France for the first time in my life. I saw it when it was mad with joy. Hundreds of thousands of people laughing and dancing in the streets. And the frenzy that had seized Paris had seized hundreds of other cities and towns throughout the world. Scores of millions of people laughed and sang and cried. Why? Because they had suddenly won, by desperate struggle, what you and we have enjoyed for a century and a quarter. Peace. Our occasion today is a celebration of this 125 years of peace, because we hope that the century and a quarter which have passed will be but as an incident in the great chain of centuries of peace to follow. And we have reason to believe that they will follow, for our friendship and understanding have withstood many shocks. Like other peoples in this very human world, we have had our causes for deep concern. And had we been unreasonable peoples, animated by the spirit which is driving Europe and Asia mad, we could easily have found cause for quarrel. But we will not quarrel. We have chosen the better way. We see the boundary in the friendly light which colored the vision of the men who erected this significant peace arch. We come to it, and through it we gaze at you with level eyes. For we do not contrast our 12 million souls of today with your 130 million, but instead we count on our side the might of the great British Empire, of which we form so proud a part. Our association in that empire gives us a right to walk side by side with you, with our heads high, knowing that we walk and talk as equals. As this day of all days stands for peace, there is one thing we must not forget. We are at peace. The last time we fought, we did not fight against each other, but we fought side by side. When our boys, already veterans, greeted your boys in France, they saw men like themselves coming to strengthen their lines. The eager, smiling eyes and the splendid physiques of your battalions brought comfort to ours. But Americans, even today, scarcely know the comparatively great effort then put forth by Canadians. Had you matched us man for man, and broken heart for broken heart, according to your great strength, you would have sent over 6 million men to France, and you would have mourned by the side of over 600,000 graves. We were comrades then, glad, wholesome, vigorous comrades, and we are comrades now. Through millions of our veins flows common blood, and the stream is widening with the annual import and export of brides and grooms. The chains which bind are as the sands of the sea in number. The incidents which divide are few and scattered. You are big and powerful, more powerful than any other country which has ever existed since time began. But in spite of your strength, we have no fear of you, for we have an abiding faith in your friendship. Once a year, we come to talk peace. But 365 days a year, year in and year out, we both practice peace.
You have just listened to Brigadier General Odlum and Secretary of State for the State of Washington, Hutchison. The Eagles Band from Bellingham, Washington, is here to extend a fraternal hand of friendship to the veterans of both nations. Theirs has been the music accompanying the singing of the schoolchildren here today, and now they prepare their own salute. Standing south of the border, facing the peace portal, their eyes rest upon the assembled members of the American Legion Drum and Bugle Corps and the Seaforth Highlanders. Above the arch, on its northern side, floats the Canadian flag, and south of it, on a parallel standard, floats Old Glory. Our flags stand in unison above this great monument, not as the belligerent markers proclaiming the last frontier of each country, but rather as the symbols of two great nations standing in peace and harmony side by side. This is the picture that stands before us as the Eagles Band expresses its salute with music, O Comrades. Thank you. Under the shadows of the arch, we see a stir of movement. The representatives of the United States and Canada have pledged their faith. The American Legion Drum and Bugle Corps and the Seaforth Highlanders prepare to march back to their respective countries, carrying with them a renewed determination that the dawn of peace 19 years ago shall not fade into the darkness of war in the year ahead. 1 year from today, God willing, we shall meet again at this appointed spot and pledge anew our tribute to a friendship which, after 123 years, remains still in its infancy. Now the music of the Drum and Bugle Corps as they return from their mission of peace upon foreign soil. Has originated at the Peace Portal on the international boundary between the United States and Canada and released for the special feature department of station KBOS in Bellingham, Washington. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.